Now.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 22 of the Midcasters, and today we're joined by the amazing, phenomenal frickin' Dakota. Dakota, how are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Hopefully the weather's treating you well, because are you in Georgia?
No, I'm in North Carolina.
I think your hat is what throws me off, because it's the breeze. So I'm just like, are you in Georgia?
Yeah, it's been cold over here the past week.
Didn't it snow there? I think you cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good now.
So for me, like you were talking about the weather. Mm-hmm. Down here, though, it's like kind of like Craig said, it's brutal. Like, it's been, like, in the 19 to 15 degrees in the mornings.
No, thank you. I can barely survive in Arizona, let alone there. But let's warm up with talking about the Oscars. And we all know that it's not a determination of how good the movie is. Because at the end of the day, it's people that are watching these films. And I only know one person on the Academy, which would be Kirsten Dunst, who has phenomenal taste. But let's start with some acting announcements that they have that I'm very confused about. So let's start with an actress in a supporting role. We have Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Isabella Rossellini for Conclave, which is a super surprise. I loved her. Felicity Jones, The Brutalist. Ariana Grande, Wicked. And Monica Barrio, A Complete Unknown. What are your guys' thoughts? Who needs to be kicked off this list? Zoe Saldana. And who would you add?
Dakota, I'm going to let you go first.
So out of all these movies, I've only seen two of them. Which would be a complete unknown and Wicked. So I, out of all these, I would keep those two. Because those two I actually like. The others, just, I've heard what Amelia Perez is, like the movie-wise, it's not that great.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how Zoe Saldana's in it. The Brutalist, I heard everybody's good in Brutalist. Even though, like, all the stuff that has came out about that movie, I heard everyone's still good in that. And who's the other one?
Isabella from Conclave, she plays like, I guess, the lead mother in it, which I think she did a phenomenal job in that movie.
I heard that movie's really good. I definitely watch that before the award show. But if you say, are you asking me if I could add anybody in there, who would I?
Who would you remove and who would you add?
So we're just going to start Zoe Saldana. Because if Amelia Perez is that bad, this first of all, it doesn't deserve that much awards. I would put Margaret Qualley in here.
You know what? That's a good choice. I can see that. I didn't see The Substance yet. Supporting, I feel like, okay, this might be a hot take, but I think Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, and Florence Pugh could have been nominated for Dune. Even in their like limited screen time, I feel like Florence Pugh really owned the screen and Rebecca Ferguson is just like a goddess of a woman.
Okay, what? Okay, now you're just being biased towards Florence.
I am not. I love Florence. No, I'm being so serious. Like when I saw her, like, I don't know, just something about her voice, like her ability to just own whatever screen or whatever scene that she's in just really had me hooked. And I really felt that she could have been deserving to be nominated, in my opinion.
I would take her in We Live in Time over Dune Part 2.
But this is supporting, so I would consider Florence a lead in that.
But in supporting, I would take out, of course, Zoe and replace her with, like you said, Rebecca Ferguson in Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
And I take out any of the other ones aside from Ariana Grande and Monica and replace them with Margot Qualley.
Yeah. I honestly think when they call the winner, it's going to be Isabella or Felicity.
And I do not have the patience to sit through a theater play. The Brutalist is a theater play.
Oh yeah, I'm not watching that. It's the long time. There are no Martin Scorsese. I'm not sitting through that. But the Conclave is like, the girls are fighting. That's the type of vibe it brings. And I'm for that vibe.
I'll watch that, but in a complete unknown, I'm just kind of exhausted and burnt out from biopics.
I'll watch it eventually, but I'm not.
Wait, have you two not seen it?
No.
Oh, it's good. Like, I am telling you, I don't like certain biopics, but this one really deep dives in, like, to Bob Dylan. And, like, you know how a lot of biopics, like, put, like, the good side of, like, the person? This one really deep dives into how not good Bob Dylan was when he was coming up into his career. And that's why I think I really enjoyed this one.
I'm kidding. I do want to watch it. I keep trying to go see it, but I keep forgetting. But I'm going to wait till it comes up. It's Searchlight, right? So I'm probably going to wait till it comes on, like, Hulu.
Yeah, it is.
I can't wait for that one. But let's lead into the actor in supporting role. We have Jeremy Strong from The Apprentice, Guy Pearce from The Brutalist, Edward Norton, A Complete Unknown, Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain in Europe. I won't pronounce that last name because I'll butcher it, from Anora.
Borislav.
Yeah. I won't say that 10 times fast. It's a very interesting list. I don't know. It just feels like very lacking to me when there's a lot of other films that could have been included. I think the man from Civil War did an exceptional job and he should have been nominated.
This list is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only film I've seen from this list is, I've only seen two of these films, Anora and A Real Pain. It's mm-hmm. obvious that they're going to give it to Kieran Culkin, but I would have taken out Yura from Anora and replaced him with Denzel from Gladiator 2.
I agree with you on that one.
You know what? That's a good point. I forgot about him. I think he would have been good. Pedro Pascal, very like borderline, but Denzel did the best in that movie. I think at the end of the day, it goes to The Brutalist. I don't know. I'm just feeling the vibe that The Brutalist is the one that's going to sweep award season.
I think just from what I saw at the Golden Globes, I have a feeling that they're going to give it to Culkin.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good movie?
He was amazing in that film.
Okay. As long as I don't cry, I'm fine. So let's get to some more, I don't know, speculative, I don't know. So I'm not a fan of this one. Actress in a leading role, Cynthia Erivo, Wicked, which is a given. Carla from Emilia Perez, Mikey Madison and Nora, Demi Moore, The Substance, and Fernanda Torres and I'm Still Here. Take out Carla, put Angelina in there.
Yeah, let's see. The only one I haven't seen is I'm Still Here. I saw all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I take out Carla and replace her with Naomi Scott from Smile 2.
I think, okay, this might be a hot take. Cynthia Erivo, take her out, Kirsten Dunst, because I think, I don't know, I was just really glued to Civil War, and I just feel like not enough people are talking about it. And I would also consider Jodie Comer lead, because she was just outshining in Bike Rider, so I probably would remove Mikey Madison.
That is absolutely insane.
What?
I think they should add an extra. I think if Best Picture can have like 10 like nominees, I think at least some of the noms like Best Lead Actor or Actress should have at least 6.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on like what category they want to push them for, like whatever their best chances But I mean, I really think Jodie Comer could have been either or, in my opinion. I just feel like that movie was highly looked over. And like, if you compare her to like actual footage of the girl, like uncanny.
Okay. Well, Dakota, what do you think of the list? Then what would your own list look like for actress in the lead role?
So I think the only one I've seen was the Cynthia Erivo, which mm-hmm. I think she's really good and wicked. If I had to take one out, I'm just going to attack it, Amelia Perez this whole podcast. I would take Carla out, and I would put in Zendaya for Challengers.
Yes. My hot take is that they're all leads, and they could all be like the two men could be in the same category for a leading role, because not one of them takes a back seat.
I agree.
They said watch it 3 times, and you'll see a different villain each time you watch it.
I mean, if I were to change it up, I'd keep 4 of these. Take out Amelia Perez, garbage, mm-hmm. and I put in Zendaya for Challengers, and I put Naomi Scott for Smile 2, and those would be the 6 nominees.
Mm. I'd probably add somebody from His 3 Daughters, because I feel like all 3 sisters were leads, so probably Natasha Lyonne and Elizabeth Olsen in the same category.
Yeah. So I would... Oh, you can go for it real quick. So I would love to put Naomi Scott in this also, because I think her whole role in Smile 2 was really good. But the Oscars won't do that because they already got a horror movie in this. Because, of course, it's The Substance with Demi Moore. They
Wasn't
really
she
don't
Jasmine?
Want horror,
Isn't she really Jasmine Ooh. In the Aladdin movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she Lord. Was. And she was Kimberly in Power Rangers.
Oh. I forgot about that.
That has become a cult classic at this point. I'm like, where was the love when the movie came out? Mm-hmm. Y'all should have been there. And then we would have gotten
Power Rangers?
Yeah. We would have gotten
We'll never be there. You cut out. What did you say, Craig?
Oh, I said we would have gotten a sequel if everyone loved it now as they loved it when it came out.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was thinking, because a lot of movies now that came out earlier, like during the pandemic, they're getting like the resurgence, like for example, a lot on TikTok, right? And there have been like some sequels come out recently for those movies. What about if Lionsgate, like, looked at all this and be like, oh yeah, because they haven't made another Power Rangers movie since, and they'll be like, let's drop some money, because first of all, Lionsgate has like not been dropping some great movies this past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, if these people want another Power Rangers movie and we'll come see it, why don't we just make the sequel that everybody wanted?
That's true. Okay. So let's go into actor in a leading role, which I feel like is a little bit better. Adrian Brody, The Brutalist, Timothée Chalamet, Complete Unknown, Coleman Domingo, Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes, Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. I really think the winner is going to go to Adrian Brody. I would have double nominated Sebastian Stan for A Different Man and The Apprentice. Though I didn't really like A Different Man, he still did really good on the screen.
Yeah, I'd take out... I would replace Timothy's... I think he still needs to be in that category, just not for A Complete Unknown.
For Dune.
Yes, absolutely. Dune Part 2, and I'd also replace Adrian Brody with probably Austin Butler and the Bike Riders.
Yeah, I agree with you. Or maybe Tom Hardy in the Bike Riders, because he did really good as well. And I saw him more as a leading figure than a supporting actor, in my opinion.
I think I would have put him in supporting. I think Tom I think what makes Tom is kind of like Samuel Jackson,
mm-hmm.
and God, I'm blanking on the dude's name, Mahershala Ali,
mm-hmm.
where if you have him as a supporting actor in your movie, it's going to kind of elevate everyone else's performance and just the movie itself. I see Tom Hardy more as a supporting actor.
One day he'll win his Oscar. Dakota, what do you think?
So, I'm thinking the Oscar's going to pull something here, like surprise everybody, because I've been hearing this a lot, and this will make history. The youngest actor to win the Oscar is Adrian Brody. If Timmy wins, he will become the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And, like, I know we all don't like this. We all thought Angela Bassett should have won that year for Black yeah. Panther. And they gave it to Jamie Lee Curtis because they're like, oh, yeah, here's the Oscar. What about if they do just give it to Timmy? One, because, of course, everyone's, like, back and forth on the stuff with the Brutalist right now and with Adrian Brody in them. And two, what about if they just kind of, like, say, like, a little, like, F you to Agent Brody and be like, mm-hmm. let's give it to Timmy and, like, knock you out of the youngest now.
Yeah, I could see that. I feel like the most realistic winner in this is either Ralph or Coleman. I don't think Sebastian Stan's winning.
Have you guys seen Sing?
Not yet, but I do like Coleman Domingo.
No, Brandon keeps telling me about it. He loves it.
It's supposed to be released this coming Friday on digital, so I'm excited to actually see it.
Okay. I'll put that on my list to watch on digital. I still need to watch The Apprentice. There's just one scene in there of an assault, and I just haven't brought myself to get past that to watch it yet, but I will watch it eventually. But I feel like he probably should have been maybe nominated for a different man, but I think A24 rather had the Brutalist in there, which sucks.
Yeah, take that movie out. Adrian Brody is, oh God, yeah. I can't stand
that man. Needs to apologize to Halle Berry.
Yeah,
my goodness. But let's move on to even more atrocious category, directing. Emilia Perez
and Nora. Yuck.
For The Brutalist, The Substance, and A Complete Unknown. What are your thoughts?
Can I go first on this one? I got a little rant going on.
Go for it. Go for your rant on Emilia Perez.
So take Emilia Perez out. We're going to put Denis Villeneuve. Denis mm-hmm. is so good in this. And yes. was he nominated for Dune Part 1?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No.
Dune Part 2 is like up there, could be like top three of his favorite, like for my favorite movies by him of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie, one, it brought people out to the theaters. And if you bring out people to the theaters and make money, I think that's where the Academy should look at also. And
they hate sci-fi movies. I just don't get it.
And everybody liked working with him. Timmy said he loves working with him. Zendaya, Austin Butler. Mm-hmm. Austin Butler jumped on the chance when he got the offer. To work with Denis.
He killed it. Absolutely killed it. Oh my gosh. This list, it just gets worse and worse every year. I probably would have done Challengers, Civil War, Bike Riders, His Three Daughters, and what's another A24 movie that came out? Not The Brutalist. Not
I saw the TV Glow.
No, not that one.
That one was phenomenal.
It is good. And then I'd probably do Dune Part 2. I just feel like they pick movies that either you've never heard of before, you can't watch, or just so incredibly long that it just like doesn't want, that nobody wants to watch it.
Yeah, I would say that. Good.
What about if you threw a wild card in there and put George Miller in there for Furiosa?
That would be hilarious, and I forgot that movie came out this year.
I don't see why. Personally, I don't see the hype around that film. I thought it was, it felt like a step back from Fury Road.
Yeah, it just felt really weird. And I just didn't feel like Chris Hemsworth gave a performance that wowed me. I mean, Anya Taylor-Joy did good, but she barely talked. Visually, it's okay. But it still doesn't beat Fury Road, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I would replace the Broodless and Emilia Perez and put in Dennis for Dune Part 2, mm-hmm. and the director of Challengers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't particularly love that movie as much as everyone else does, it is shot very beautifully. So I'm amazed that it was left like off of the like voting staff.
I agree with you. Okay, so Best Picture, we got a bigger list, which the list kind of makes sense, but it's just a mess. We have Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. One movie that has been missing this whole season is Lee, Kate Winslet's movie, where she plays Lee Miller, who is a photographer in World War II for British Vogue, goes on the front lines, take pictures. It's a phenomenal performance, and it's a reminder that she is one of the best actresses to ever live, in my opinion. Wicked is good on there. Dune Part 2 is good on there. Conclave is good on there. I would add Civil War. Maybe We Live in Time. Challengers and the bike riders and his three daughters again.
Okay, Dakota, what do you think is, I mean, if you could rearrange it, what would it look like to you?
If I had to choose 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dune Part 2, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Challengers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why everybody's thinking, like, Challengers is good. Luca's good in that. I'm gonna just throw it out there. I'm gonna throw Furiosa. I really like Furiosa. I would put that one up there. If you had to pick one horror movie, I still choose The Substance. That's four, right? Other I would pick. I'm trying to think. If you had to do A24,
maybe A Different Man.
I haven't seen that or The Brutalist, so I would go with you and put Civil War for right now.
Oh, yes, that was an A24 movie I was thinking of. Thanks, Dakota.
I think that one, let me look at my list from last year, because there are some really good ones. If you want to, I haven't seen it. I heard it's really good. Poe, Real Pain.
Oh, that one was dope.
Of course, you got put in Nora, because I think if you win the Palme d'Or award, you kind of need to get thrown right in there.
Every time I see her, I keep thinking of Scream, and I just can't get past that. So I've not watched Nora because of that.
Nosferatu. That I saw that movie twice. Hopefully it's still in theaters by the time I go back, because I want to watch it again.
Because has Eggers been nominated for any Best Picture?
No, he's only been, I think his films have only been nominated for like cinematography or like production and costume and hair and makeup, but never picture or director.
Do you think, here's a good question. Do you think Eggers is going to be like Nolan, going to go so many years in his career until he makes the one movie the Academy can't deny?
Unfortunately, yeah. Which is very sad to see, because Nolan, in my opinion, he should have won for Inception and
Interstellar.
Yeah. and probably the Dark Knight, even though I don't particularly love that movie like everyone else does, I think those are the three movies that should have got him picture and director.
It gets me because he changed the nominees. The nominees used to be 5 before for picture, and everyone got mad because Dark Knight was never in it, and that's why they put it at 10.
I'd take out The Brutalist, Billy Perez, and A Complete Unknown, and replace them with A Real Pain, Nosferatu, and Civil War.
Mm-hmm. That's a good list. So, we have a better list that Craig made, and the Fan Flick Awards has a lot better nominees this one than the Oscars do. And at the end of the day, the people's voice is what counts. So we're going to start off with a best female actor in a supporting role for Fan Flicks, which I think is a really good list. Ariana Grande for Wicked, Margaret Qualley for The Substance, Kaylee Spaney for Civil War, Rebecca Ferguson for Dune Part 2, which I feel like I'm the only one who wants to vote for her. Adriana, how do you pronounce her name from The Hitman?
Arjona
from Hitman, and Katie O'Brien from Love Lies Bleeding. This list is killer, and I'd probably add Jodie Comer and Florence Pugh. Anyways, Craig.
Now all of this is going to take place on my YouTube channel, which is going to be, I still haven't decided on if it's going to be at the beginning of March or towards the end of March, but it's going to happen in March, and I'm going to have other content creators present an award so I can edit it all together to look nice, just like the previous year I did it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any and all votes matter. So yeah, and the link is also in my description on my TikTok, CraigJr97, and also on my IG, on my LinkedIn, same tag.
So let me ask you guys this question. When you see like awards from SAG, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, and then you compare it to like other smaller places or just like general audience questionnaires or voting or anything like that, how do you think they come to their decision to nominate certain movies?
Are you talking about like the Academy?
Yeah, like in general. The four, I don't know. All of them.
I think the others do really great with their nominees, besides mm-hmm. like some movies. The Academy, I don't know what they're doing, to be honest with you. Because I think those people like certain movies and they just don't want to watch some others.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good movies this year.
But it's like, you would think, since it's like a diverse, because off the top of my head, I know two people, The Weeknd and then Kirsten Dunst is in the Academy. So I'm like, okay, well, they clearly have good voices. But like some of them don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I would, in my opinion, it's usually based on a few things. Well, did we have any white savior movies this year? Nah. Okay, well, did we have any war movies this year? Yes. Nominate this actor. This war movie gets all the nominations. Well,
or whoever pays the most.
Right.
Sebastian Stan. He might have paid for that, to be honest, in my opinion.
Or hell, even like, they also love musicals as well, but I don't remember the last time a musical won anything, particularly in the acting.
La La Land, hello.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Hello, Emma Stone. You know, I'm kind of surprised that her movie from this year didn't get nominated for anything.
Well, for the love of God, I'm not going to lie. I'm still upset that she won over Lily Gladstone. I am not happy about that at all.
I don't think Martin Scorsese was happy about that either. I don't know. These lists are just so weird. And you're just like, okay, well, either the studios aren't pushing enough or I don't know. It just bothers me. I really liked your list for lead actor. And we have Mikey Madison, Zendaya, Jodie Comer, Kirsten Dunst, Naomi Scott, Lily Rose Depp, Demi Moore, and Cynthia Erivo.
Craig, thank you for putting Lily Rose Depp on there because she deserves the recognition.
Yes.
And I always forget who her dad is, too. It bothers me.
I totally forgot you. I totally forgot about that until you just said that.
I'm like her dad, and every time I see her, I just keep thinking of like Captain Jack Sparrow. I just can't get past that.
And after watching that film, I added her to the list of talented Nepo babies.
That is true. That is true. Ooh, and I love your male list for supporting actor William Dafoe, Bill Skarsgård, Austin Butler, Sam Jackson, Tom Hardy, Denzel Washington, Clarence Macklin, and Carolyn Culkin. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the only out of all of them, I still need to watch Sing Sing.
I think we all do.
I'm learning, it's the only one I've seen it.
But I'm learning to love, like, after Wicked. I'm learning to be more open musicals.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I do love musicals, unless it's Emilio Perez. Moving on to the best best actor in a leading role. Coleman Domingo, John David Washington, Hugh Grant, Glenn Powell, Sid Luiso, Timothée Chalamet, Dave Patel, and Austin Butler.
Oh, and I just realized I mistyped for the movie that John David Washington was in. I meant to put The Piano Lesson, not Heretic. And yeah,
I really forgot about that movie. Oh my goodness. So we got our best pictures and best directors, starting with best picture: Sing Sing, Love Lies Bleeding, Nosferatu, Wicked, The Substance, Civil War, and Dune Part 2, Missing Wicked.
I agree.
I'm sorry, no, Missing Challengers. Anyways, we have Best Director for Sing Sing, Dune Part 2, Nosferatu, Civil War, Love Lies Bleeding, Wicked, and The Substance. Missing Challengers.
Wait, I got a good question for y'all.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Queer?
Not yet.
No, I heard some people were kind of like mixed on it.
Oh, I wish you guys would. I have seen it though, because I want to know which one's better, Challengers or that. Because we have never got two Luko films in 1 year.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. That's a good reminder. And I have another good reminder for you guys for worst film of the year. The Strangers, Chapter 1, Amelia Perez, Red One, Madam Web, Joker 2. I don't know how you go from an Oscar to worst for film of the year for the sequel. Yeah. Miller's Year. I feel like there's a lot more that you could add. Damsel, I turned that off after 10 minutes, but I feel like Red One might be the one that takes the cake.
Wait, so you put Emilia Perez on this list, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know I've been talking crap about that, but there's a certain movie that you guys put that I really love that you guys put on there, and that's The Strangers, Chapter 1. This movie is absolutely awful.
That was such a snooze fest.
Oh my goodness. You know what else was a snooze fest? Red One. Chris Evans needs all type of acting. training again because that was really bad. I like Madam Web, but for me, it was like, it's so bad, it's so good type of thing. Like, I can just have fun with it. Joker 2, I really just don't know how you go from winning an Oscar for the first Joker to this. And like, yeah, I get they're crazy and they're unwell, so that kind of makes sense on why they're singing. But I'm just going to be honest. Lady Gaga, it's not it. Like, the best Harley Quinn will always be Margot Robbie for me. I just don't think Lady Gaga is a good actress. I think she should stick to singing. That's just an opinion.
I don't think that there's... God, what... Okay, are there any, like, talented... Well, first of all, for Madam Web, Dakota Johnson is just... I didn't even watch the movie. I have no desire to watch it. But Dakota Johnson is just very boring. Even her interviews are not fun to watch. The only interview I like with her in it is where she called out Ellen.
She's funny for that, though. I don't know. I just had a fun time with it. Like, yeah, I made fun of it. But it was just so funny. I don't know why. Maybe that's just why I enjoyed it. Like, I know it's not a good movie in any way, shape, or form, but it's a fun time.
So, two things I want to say real quick. One for Red One. When everyone asks me, what do you think, what, how, what's Red One about? I'm like, it's Christmas, Fast and the Furious. That's why I tell people.
Oh, Lord. He compares it to It's a Wonderful Life. He goes, it's a Wonderful Life mixed with Miracle on 34th Street. And it's like, I did not get that. I don't know what movies you're watching, but that's not what that was. And it was like, he turned into Ant-Man at some point, and then like, you have Krampus, and then you have Chris Evans, who's like a deadbeat dad. It's just like all over the place. It was not a Christmas movie spirit for me.
And for Madam Web, how do you, how does the daughter of, where she's Dakota Johnson, is in the worst movie of the year, but her dad's in one of the best movies of this year?
What movie is her dad Ridge. In?
He's in Rebel Ridge.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I don't know. She's a Nepo baby. She's a funny Nepo baby, in my opinion. I still need to see Kraven, but I had a fun time with Madam Web. Isn't it on Netflix now?
Stop. Just stop with the terrible Sony films. I'm glad that...
What, that what was the saying in the commercial about her mom being in the rainforest or something, and that wasn't even in the movie?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
They can't do me like that.
Yeah, they do that crap all the time, and it's annoying.
But the cranberries. And her, like, struggling to open up a Pepsi or be like, yeah, well, my mom died when she was at, like, the birthing thing. I just dying about, like, how she doesn't read her room. I just find her, it's a fun time. I already know her next movie with Pedro Pascal is probably not going to be a good movie, but I'll have a fun time with it.
Well, hopefully she can give a better performance because she's just terrible to watch. She's just boring.
I mean, it also has Chris Evans in it, so he has not been having good movies lately, and I don't think he'll have good movies for a while.
Well, hopefully Pedro will carry both of them.
He also doesn't choose good movies, in my opinion. Wonder Woman 1984 is a good example of that.
Yeah,
I forgot he was in that.
What other movies was he in that, like, were not that good? I mean, like, I still like Gladiator 2. It's not a good, it's not, like, the best movie, but it's a fun movie to watch. What's another one? He was in that one with Nicolas Cage. He's, like, a bunch of random movies. I feel like he picks better shows to do than, like, movies.
I agree. And I think the problem with Gladiator 2 was that the characters weren't fleshed out enough. Like, his character, they should have spent more time with him. And the twins as well, I think they weren't fleshed out enough.
Were they, like, the sons of the Joaquin Phoenix character, or, like, completely unrelated?
They're completely unrelated. So what I learned about that is once Commodus got killed by Maximus and, like, the council took over, those two came in and took over the council.
Oh, yeah. They were insane. I feel like the other brother who had a syphilis, like he did a little bit better of a job. And I just don't feel like I got enough from Joseph Quinn's character, like a craziness.
Ooh, have you guys seen Thelma?
Not yet.
So he has, the guy, that brother, not Joseph Quinn, but the other one, has played in 3 movies this past year. Mm-hmm. He played in Kraven the Hunter.
Ugh.
He plays in Gladiator 2, and he plays in Thelma. His best role for me is Thelma.
Thelma, I'll probably have to add that to my list.
Oh my gosh. I think I watched Gladiator 2 last night. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to change my ranking to 3 out of 5. Because the first one is absolutely a masterpiece. And I love Paul Mescal. I think he did a really good job with it. There was a lot of missing pieces. And I feel like the qualities felt weird. Because you're used to seeing like a 4K movie. But like I saw it in the theaters. I'm like, the quality just did not look very good.
I changed my rating from 4 to 3.5.
Yeah, because, I think I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, just because the character, aside from Denzel's character and Paul Mescal's character, the other ones weren't fleshed out enough.
Yeah, I'm going to change my ranking. That was a good reminder. Yeah, because then you watch it, like if you watch it back to back with the first and the second one, it's just like, okay, now I see what they see. And I do think Paul was a good pick. But I just felt like it was missing something. Missing the spirit of Maximus.
And I think if they would have changed, if they would have changed the story or put the like focus on like Denzel's character, if the story was around Denzel's character and Paul Mescal, I think it would have been a lot better.
What about that girl? And she played like the girl from Moon Knight. Wasn't like a lot of her parts cut out? So that could have added to the story to make it a little bit better. Because I think it was like more with Pedro Pascal. So I think we probably had more of that to like understand him. Maybe we'll get a director's cut. I don't think we need it because I saw Napoleon and that's not a good movie. His director cuts aren't good.
Ridley says there is a director's cut coming. 4 hours long though.
God damn
I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I watched Napoleon, the not director's cut, and that might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, obviously. Have you not seen Zack Snyder's films?
Oh, no, that's true. I still think the worst movie I've ever seen is Blonde. So that's pretty close up there, I guess.
I'm still wondering how that movie got into the Oscars. They picked terrible movies.
I guess she can say she's the first Cuban ever nominated for an Oscar, but also is dating the stepson of the Cuban dictator. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
Anna, girl, it's time to wrap it up. It's like Blake Lively, girl, time to wrap it up.
Right.
Get an acting coach. Although I do think Blake Lively is really good in The Shallows, but that's her only movie I like.
I just hope that ballerina is good. Like, I'm excited about that.
I don't think I can bring myself to see that movie after knowing who she dates now. It's just weird.
I'm worried about that movie, actually.
Worried? Like, not going to be a good movie? Or, like, what are your thoughts?
This is directed by, I think it's Lee Wiseman. Lee Wiseman directed Live Free and Die Hard. I like that movie, but he's not Chad Stahelski. Lionsgate watched this movie, and this is why it's been delayed for a year. They brought Chad back in to do reshoots because they didn't like what they saw.
They said that one of the writers was like the original person that was attached to the 2004 Black Widow movie before it got scrapped. So I guess this would kind of be like that mixed with like Red Sparrow. From what I've understand. And also with John Wick, they kept saying that the time frame he's in is like the same time frame that Atomic Blonde is in. So they thought about like doing a crossover with those two characters, which I would love to see, to be honest. Even though I've never seen John Wick, I just like Keanu Reeves.
Wait, what? You haven't seen John Wick?
No, I've never seen it. Just never interested in me. But I have seen Atomic Blonde.
John Wick is so good.
I know, because they had said it, and I was like, what's John Wick? And now I know the basis of it. Like, I understand the gist of it. But it's just not something I ever really wanted to watch. It's like The Matrix. I just didn't really care for it. Never seen The Matrix. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm just too lazy to get around to that.
Yeah, no, I have no desire to watch those. Oh, what's some other movies that I don't have a desire to watch? Lord of the Rings. Not my vibe. Never really cared to watch those.
My brother keeps... Yeah, my brother... he just started getting into that and suggesting for me to watch those.
I'm like, no. No. But I did see that they might make an Atomic Blonde too, side note. But it's like kind of stuck in like development. But I like really need that. Have you guys seen Atomic Blonde?
No.
It's based on the comic series.
I have it on my shelf. I just haven't watched it yet.
It's based off a comic book series, and she's like a double, triple agent. It's really dope. Charlize Theron's in it. It's like in the Cold War. She's in Germany, so she's going to like different sides of the wall. It's before the wall falls. It's so good. I got tired watching it. I was like, I'm tired watching her fight. I'm like out of breath for her.
Is that directed by David Leitch?
Yes, I think it is. Because he like had mentioned John Wick, and I was like, are they in the same like time frame or something? Because I guess like realistically, he would want it to like combine them or like have them interact at some point. James McAvoy's in it. The girl from the first Kingsman, the one who's like missing a leg, is in it. She's really good in that. Who else is in it? John Goodman, he's like her handler. He's in it, but he's not like really in it. But I think it's a good movie. It's really worth a watch. It's like really espionage, Cold War vibes. I need 10 of them right now type of movies.
The only problem with that, I'm thinking is wait 1 second. You guys can go.
You gotta watch it, Craig. It is so incredible, and I like it. Like reminded me how badass Charlize Theron is.
Yeah, she's magnificent. I'll probably watch it maybe after we're done with this, or sometime later on this week.
So, yeah. Well, I was gonna say, I know you want a sequel to it, but it's gonna be hard because this man, like. Loves to work with Jason Statham now for some reason.
I love Jason Statham. Who doesn't love a good Jason Statham action movie?
Man, Jason Statham,
he's hot.
Man, he will never be unemployed.
That man works hard, okay? I love that man. I really thought he could be like the next James Bond. And somebody was like, he can't be bald, okay? It's just a number. He can be whatever he wants. He was in the military in real life. A lot of his characters have a lot of these fighting backgrounds. I'm like, he's perfect, and he's British.
But he would just be Jason Statham. He would not be Bond.
Okay, that's valid. Okay. Maybe if they put like hair on him or something. I don't know. Maybe Josh O'Connor. Who knows?
And what I love about Jason Statham, he's so corny, but like he always says the title of the film in the film.
I know. Every time I think about that, I think of like the episode in Family Guy. Oh, he said it.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Like hell. I mean, next thing you'll know, he'll play a teacher. Some kid will pop off at him at the mouth. He'll be like, "Who the hell are you?" He'll be like, "You don't know who I am. I'm the substitute."
If you ever want to see a movie with him that like trips you out, that you think you're tripping balls on, watch that movie. I think it's from like 2004, 2005, and it has Chris Evans in it. And it he has hair, and he's like stuck in the bathroom with like Chris Evans' character, and like it's basically like he's like oh, I love my girlfriend. I don't know how to get out of this. But he's also like, hi. What is the name of the movie? Not Sunshine. Puncture? No. Not Puncture. But he has hair. I'm being dead serious. This is before Jason Statham was Jason Statham.
Let me see. I think I might know what the movie is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was with Jessica Biel in it back when they were dating Chris Evans.
It's Cellular.
What?
It's with Jason Statham's the bad guy. It's the one where he and Chris Evans.
Oh, I was thinking of London.
Do they play in that also?
Yeah. London, 2005. London is a drug-laden adventure that centers on a party in New York loft where a young man is trying to win back his ex-girlfriend, and he like goes through a whole story about it. Directed by somebody named Hunter. Yeah, Chris Evans, Jessica Biel, Jason Statham. Yeah, it's not good. it's like a piece of garbage. But he has hair, and they're like in the bathroom the whole time.
Look, I got a good question. Do you think Chris Evans' best movies are superhero movies?
Unfortunately, yes.
I think his best movie outside of Marvel would probably be Puncture. I don't think he has range. Huh?
What about Snowpiercer?
I didn't like that one. It really bothered me because I'm like, okay, so you're telling me you're walking through the bar and you're like all of a sudden in a classroom and then you're all of a sudden in like a meat packing area. I'm like, it just don't make sense to me.
I think so far his best performance outside the MCU has been Knives Out.
He was barely in that movie.
I like that movie though. That movie is good. I did forget he played in Knives Out.
Yeah, I don't think he takes a lot of risk, and I don't think he wants to take a lot of risks. And ever since he mentioned when he was in Deadpool 3, where they offered him cue cards, I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because it always just sounds like he's reading. It doesn't sound like he's acting. And it just really bothered me ever since that. But yeah, Puncture is a good movie. I enjoyed that one. Gifted, it's okay. Sunshine's good. He's not really in that. That's more of a Cillian Murphy movie. Michelle Yeoh's in it. That's a really good movie. Knives Out's okay.
Probably one of the greatest murder mystery films. I'm not too fond about the second one.
Yeah, it's because they didn't push it in the theaters. It would have been a good... It could have taken the place of, like, Hunger Games as the Thanksgiving movie. But Netflix ruined it, as they always do.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Netflix, and it's... Oh, God.
Well, they're going to do a wide release for Greta Gerwig's Narnia, so I'm excited for that.
She pushed for that thing, though.
She did. She made $1 billion, so give that woman whatever she wants.
Wow, $1 billion.
$1 billion. And they might make a second one. That's neither here nor there, guys. Oh my gosh.
I honestly don't think they need to make a second one. The first one was good. I think that usually when you have a successful movie like that, it's best to let sleeping dogs lie.
Let Warner Brothers know that. But I think they said that like only if Greta had a story idea for it, then they would do it. But I'm guessing they do, since Margot and Greta want to do it. Mm. And we all know Warner Brothers needs a better franchise to push.
Yeah, because, I mean, no wonder Nolan left.
For real. Because they got Dune, and that's it.
No, I think they're trying to push the need to do Dune. What's after Messiah?
The fourth one, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they said either they're going to try to push him to do it, or they're going to find a different director to do that.
And then they'll ruin it. Just like they did with the Alien franchise. Well, not them, but like that's how they did it. I'm like, if they would brought James Cameron back, the third one would have been epic. but they didn't, and it just kind of ruined that franchise.
I stopped after the second one.
I know, I wish I did, but I didn't. I just kept going and going, but I've not seen Romulus yet.
Well, I like Romulus.
Well, I know, I still don't like it.
The only you don't thing like Romulus? I like Oh, no, have you seen Romulus?
No, I have. Have you? Do you not like it, Craig?
Do you not like it?
No, I like the movie, but Craig, do you not like it?
I like the way the movie looks.
The don't movie's not below, guys.
No, okay, the movie's not terrible, but it's just the same. It's essentially the same thing as the original Alien, but with teenagers instead.
But it does take place in the same universe, or like while she's asleep in the first movie. So like from the first and the second, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I love the cinematography, the score, the VFX, and David Johnson. He pretty much was the saving grace of that movie because he outacted everybody.
How did Kaylee do?
She was okay, but I just not so. It was hard for me to connect to her as opposed to what was the original chick in Alien?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And she came out like, you didn't think when you're like starting the first Alien in the 70s, you're like, I didn't know she was going to be like the main girl.
Yeah. It was just hard for me to connect with the other characters. Like, the only person I cared about was David Johnson, and that's pretty much it. And all the other characters, I didn't care if they lived or died, to be honest.
I have a question for you. Do you think it's funny that Marvel submitted Deadpool and Wolverine for the Oscars?
Wait,
no, they did. They really submitted them for the Oscars. I said, for your consideration, for VFX work. I don't know what movie they saw, but that was a garbage. I could have done that.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, and acting.
For what? Wasting
Ryan, I'm sorry, I'm gonna yell for Ryan and Hugh. I'm sorry, Hugh Jackman has fallen off. He's gone down the Ryan Reynolds rabbit hole. Okay, his best movies is Prisoners and will always be Prisoners.
Wait, which one?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, whoa. They've said for your consideration for Hugh Jackman and then Ryan. I'm like, but that movie like was really bad.
Yeah. I think that they need to know their place. That's what
it
I think.
Absolutely ruined Logan for me because they said it was going to have no effect on the Logan like movie whatsoever, but it does. Because now this Wolverine is in the Logan universe and now they're in the MCU. I'm just like, was so upset by it.
I still think that movie should have been nominated for Best Picture. Logan was amazing.
I almost walked out of Wolverine or Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm dead serious. And then I almost fell asleep. I've never had a movie where I've done both until this.
Oh, no, this is, I'm going to say this for the first time ever. Alien Romulus, I was dozing off in that third act.
And that's valid. What other movies have you almost dozed off with?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, you know how we were talking about Nosferatu?
Mm-hmm.
First time I almost did those, I was dozing off. First time. Second time on the rewatch, because after knowing everything about Nosferatu and actually knowing what I was going into, I enjoyed it a lot more. That's why I hold it so much higher now after a rewatch. Now, if you don't know what you're going into, and if you don't know that Eggers is a slow type of filmmaker, you're going to probably fall asleep during that movie. And you do need a well-thing of good night's sleep the night before if you want to stay tuned to that movie.
Mine was Dune Part 1. I had the same exact thing. I was like, I really just don't like this movie. This is not a good movie. It's too slow. And then like rewatching before the second one came out, and you're like, oh my gosh, I missed out on everything. This is
That's beautiful. Exactly how I felt about it too.
Yeah. But that one I did almost fall asleep. I watched it at home. Definitely fell asleep during Free Guy. I don't know what that was. I almost fell asleep during Suicide Squad, the first watch. Suicide Squad 2, the first watch. And I'm like, if you would have told me they were fighting a giant starfish, I wouldn't have seen the movie. And I saw it again. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is okay. And then I watched it for the third time. I'm like, oh, okay, now I see it.
Definitely better than that godforsaken first one.
I like that one. But I'm no critic. Anyways, guys, I'm excited for the Oscars and hopefully the SAG season. But that was episode 22 of the Midcasters, always joined by the amazing Craig. And today we have the amazing Dakota. And Dakota, where can they find you on your socials?
So you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, just under DMB Reviews. And that's awesome. And that's about it.
Awesome. And Craig, where can they find you?
On all socials, you can find me, Craig Jr. 97. And my YouTube is All Nerd Everything Spaced Out.
Awesome. And you can find me on the website at www.themidcasters.com, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Letterboxd, and sometimes Red Note, depending if TikTok stays or not. But yeah, that is episode 22 of the Midcasters. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you guys.